Tales from a Time Gone By, Flashback with Sheetal Iyer, only on The Podcaster.
So I realize one of my favorite things to say when I introduce a song that I feel people have heard 1,000 times before is that listen to this song with a new pair of ears all over again. And I think that's the effort one is going to make on the Flashback series. That's what The Podcaster brings you. My name is Sheetal. Revisit songs, possibly discover things anew, some old things probably just to spark our imaginations. There are things that we've taken for granted, and certainly the man that we're about to talk about today is a man who's lent himself to very many labels, and some of them not very nice labels at all. So our effort on today's show is going to try to present Bappi Lahiri, that is a man, in the kind of light that we want to bring in Diwali with. Gold.
Gold.
Gold
and also
light.
Just to remember him in a way that he should be remembered, considering he only recently passed away.
Absolutely.
The year has been awful. Lata first and then Bappi Lahiri, before that Birju Maharaj and several other people. So our effort, as Sheetal said, is not only to present Bappi in the golden light of diyas and festivities, but also understand him as an artist that he was hardly given credit for.
Right.
Because in a lot of ways, he was path-breaking. By the way, I'm Rakesh. In a lot of ways, he was path-breaking. Sure, the first thing that comes to our mind is, oh, Disco King, Gold King. There is a lot more to him, and that's what we hope to do. And to help us along is the man himself.
Yes, the man himself, because we're going to be digging into the archives to bring you an interview with Bappi Lahiri. It's an older interview. It will give you a sense of what he believed. And I do believe that there's a lot of wisdom in some of the simple things that he has said. And he has said things very simply. You
yes.
will discover that on today's show. And we are here to complicate things.
So in a way, the both of us are returning to our first love.
Yes.
Sheetal, as a lot of you might recognize, was presenting the retro show on the country's first private FM channel.
And then World Space. But yes, you know, the thing is, when we discussed doing the show, I was so far away from that whole world that I had reservations. I said, I don't have anything new to say. And I even said, I don't really feel for some of this anymore. And then I said to myself, the whole thing is when, in those days, I was no expert in old Hindi film songs. So I was given this particular show. I was given this music to play. And I had to learn everything with every single show. And every single song, I would discover it for the first time. So I'd go, wow, oh my God, this is my favorite song. Oh, the people listen to this. Have you ever heard this before? And the very patient Bangalore listenership at that point who had heard it a million times before me would say, yes, Sheetal, this is indeed a nice song. And that is that process of rediscovery that I am personally going to embark on. Nothing to do with my past at all. This is new for me.
But what we also forget is that perhaps when you were presenting those songs, I was one of that generation who was discovering those songs perhaps for the first time. And maybe there are newer generations that will do so now.
If there's one thing, a lot of people say that who really wants to talk about retro stars or retro actors and people anymore? Ever so often on the corporate radio shows that we do, right? The most requested genre of music is still retro. And we're talking about millennials, we're talking about Gen Z as well.
Yeah.
And quite a few of those requests are for oldies. People still like, whether it's a remixed version or no, that's not the point. I realized that retro is really what you make it out to be.
That's true. I mean, Gen Z are clearly enjoying it because if you see the third wind that Bappi Lahiri had outside of the prolific work that he did in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and then of course the mid 2000s, but also a lot later because of Badrinath Ki Dulhania, or the where
Dirty
the
Picture.
Tamma Tamma remix was there, Dirty Picture, or the fact that there was a Raat Baki cover in Ittefaq, which had Siddharth Malhotra in it. Tanish Bakchi had recreated it. This has all happened in the past 4 or 5 years. So this, I suppose, was his third wind. And most recently, I saw him in Masaba Masaba season 2. The fact of the matter is, we can't just say, oh, Gen Z is not interested in this kind of music. They simply are. Just has had to be repackaged. And who better in terms of repackaging than the man himself? Welcome to this episode of Flashback. We'll be talking about all things Bappi, all things golden.
Hi, I'm Mr. Bappi Lahiri. Bappi Lahiri.
In certain search of Bappi Lahiri, much as I didn't want to use that line on Flashback, here it is. It's come out of my mouth, so it's going to remain there. But yes, I realized while reading up again about Bappi Lahiri after so many years that one of the things that people thought of Bappi Lahiri, he himself has said that Kishore Kumar, he was my mama. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people believed that Bappi Lahiri's mother was Kishore Kumar's sister. But that isn't the case at all. What I discovered one more time is that she is the Moo Boli Behen of Kishore Kumar, and that's how the mama relationship is referred to. But a lot of papers just gloss over that aspect, and it presents you the information as if they were somehow connected. But the Lahiris and the Gangulis were not related by blood, unless there's some other connection I'm yet to discover. There might be.
Maybe they're distant family relatives. Maybe. Because in many interviews I have seen, he still goes on to say without any extra qualification that he was my mama. Yeah. My mama was responsible for me entering the film industry and so forth. But to circle back to the family, the family itself was musical. This Basuri Lahiri that you mentioned, Bappi's mother was a singer herself, and so was the father, singer as well as composer Oparesh Lahiri. And in fact, one of the things I discovered recently was that Akbar Bidai Dema Ghure Ashi, which is a patriotic song in Bangla.
Akbar Bidai Dema Ghure Ashi, Akbar Bidai Dema Ghure Ashi,
is in fact composed by him. It is a beautiful song, Khudiram Bose song. Anybody from Bengal would be deeply familiar with that particular piece of music, and that was his composition. So clearly, Bappi grew up in an incredibly musical family, and he started learning music also at a fairly young age. I think Lata Mangeshkar, who in fact sang Akbar Bidai, it is said also encouraged Bappi to continue his musical learning, and he learned tabla from Samta Prasad, if I'm not mistaken. So that's where it all began. But his foray into the Hindi film industry, so to speak, began with his mama, Kishorda. And this was in Barthi Ka Naam Daadi as an actor. And here you'll actually find him singing a song from Barthi Ka Naam Daadi. And here you will hear him talking about his mama and his association with him during all those years.
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer.
I have done first film, Kishore Kumar's picture, Barthi Ka Naam Daadi. I was very young, that I came industry when I was in 18 years old, 1971. He was my mama and he was my darling. Mera hisab se Kishore Kumar, he has sang last song of his life, Waqt Ki Awaaz. He sang up to 6 o'clock and next day he was passed. Sridevi Mithun Chakravarti. And Kishore Kumar, jine amara all super hit song gaya, like from Jalta Hai Jiya Mera Zakhmi, to Chalte Chalte, to Sharabi Namak Halal Griftar, and all of songs, Saanson Se Nahi, Mohabbat song, so many songs. I can tell you, Himmat Wala, Tufa, Mawali, Maqsad. You know, like Patal Bhairavi and all the films. And he was fantastic. And I'm always missing him. Kishore Kumar jaane se mera, practically mera musical jo career hota hai na, ek group hota hai na. Like Indivar ji chale gaye, mera writer. Mera Anjan ji, mane right hand and left hand. Dono amara do writer chale gaye, plus Kishore Kumar chale gaye. That's why, you know, I was very much upset, you know. Aise mera sab, aise unho dono ne lyric kara kaam karte the. Lekin, I worked with, after 95, I have done so many films. But dhire dhire maine kaam kar diya. Because, you know, like, kuch josh nahi aa rahe the. But after that, okay, a show must go on.
Flashback continues, Rakesh and Sheetal and Bappi Lahiri for company. That is very, very good, bright company that we are in. But one of the things I realized that one must actually thank the, you know, Shashadhar Mukherjee clan for Bappi Lahiri's entry into the world of films, because Shashadhar's son, Shomu, is a person who actually gave Bappi Lahiri a chance to be part of a film, and that was Nanna Shikari. And that's where he says that it wasn't easy at all, and he was made to compose some 25 different versions of some, you know, music. And then I don't know whether Shomu Mukherjee just decided let the boy. It's pretty early for someone to have actually made some sort of a impact in the world of music via a film. But he was a child prodigy. I think we pointed that out earlier. And 11 was when I think he wrote his first song. 11, first song written. 17, he was out with that Bengali film, which was Dadu. Mm-hmm. And then I think 21, that was when, you know, Nana Shikari happened. And then at the age of 30, he was already at Disco Dancer.
True. The kind of young music he was creating was simply as a young man himself enjoying this new kind of music. Yeah. It was not like S.D. Burman at the age of 72 coming up with some kind of young sounding song. This was a process of self-discovery for himself. He went to the US, heard disco beats and wanted to introduce it himself. But that's not how the initial years of his career were. Some of the better known films during that time, let's say between Nanha Shikari and what went on to be Suraksha, Disco Dance, etc. There were a lot of interesting films. Zakhmi comes to mind immediately. There are two great songs by Lata in that film, Aao Tum Hai Chaand Pere Jaye. I suppose that's where his process of sampling songs began. In this case, it is Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle all the way.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Santa Claus is coming along, riding on a sleigh.
There's also
Jalta Hai Jiya Mera.
Abhi Abhi Thi Dushmani was from that film. Mm-hmm. And this song that you're going to listen to.
Aao yaar dance kare.
Aao yaar dance kare.
Idhar se romance kare.
Idhar se romance kare.
An unlikely combination of Kishore Kumar and Mohammed Rafi saying, "Nothing is impossible, come on, dance." This was all part of Zakhmi. And he managed to do this just into his early 20s. Chalte Chalte was another film during that era that became very popular. It was also during that time that, of course, he'd already started singing. We heard his song, in fact, in Badhti Ka Naam Daadi. That was Kishore Kumar's film, and Bappi Lahiri even sang for it. One of his most famous songs in his own voice is
Bombay Se Aaye Mere Dost.
The party, picnic party song, as a lot of people call it. But you know what? The interesting thing about Chalte Chalte, so when I was in school, every send off, so the 11th or something that would give a send off to the 12th. So the last song to be played in school by the seniors or performed or whatever would always be Chalte Chalte Mere Geet Yaad Rakhna.
Can
and
I
that
tell
also
you?
Happened to be the last song on my last radio show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? Yeah. So it's only apt that you come back to retro music shows with Chalte Chalte.
Yeah.
That tradition continues, by the way. Yeah. Chalte Chalte is not a song that is unfamiliar to young people. Yeah. There is also Yaro Dosti Badi Si. Now, that's why KK hit so many people hard.
Right.
Chalte Chalte was from that time. And Aapki Khatir, which was where Bombay Se Aaya Mera Dost, that was from his early days. And Toote Khilone, I think, was from there. And then came Suraksha.
Yeah. Suraksha had Gunmaster G9.
Yeah.
And interestingly, right, Annette Pinto. Who, you know, all of us remember for her part in Dilbar Mere, where that whole thing, right? But the thing is, it's to Bappi's credit that Annette Pinto was part of the whole thing. He brought her and, you know, he roped her in for the song. And she does this whole Gun Master Jean, that bit. You'll hear a bit of it. Why don't we play a bit of that? And it then, I think R.D. Burman heard her bit and she said, oh, that's a very international sounding voice. And then roped her in for a bunch of other things, including that one in Kudrat, Choro Sanam.
Right.
But it's not about R.D. Burman, although he was a big influence in Bappi Lahiri.
That is true. But we have now entered disco era. Here is this young man who started, as he says, going to the United States in 1978. In one of the clips coming forward, you will listen to that. And that's where he heard disco was getting big. And he also had a producer who wanted a sound, a unique combination of sounds that you should best listen to in Bappi's own voice.
My music always new type of music. Uh-huh. Like I have given 80s all super hit disco number. Practically disco word maine leke aaya. I am a disco dancer. The film called Suraksha, that Mithun Chakravarti, Mausam Hai Gaane Ka, that picture. The character was, you know, Ravi Nagar ji abhi nahi hai, lekin bahut hi bada director the. He has introduced Jitender in Furs, and he has introduced Mithun Chakravarti as a commercial hero, because before that he has worked in Mrigaya, but it was not a commercial, it was an artistic film. But Suraksha, he has introduced Mithun Chakravarti, and with my music, he told me, je, Bapida, I want John Travolta and Enter the Dragon, what are the hero names? Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee and John Travolta, because John Travolta that time, Saturday Night Fever was very big. That's why he told me I want a character like that. He's dancing hero with the fighting like Bruce Lee. That time disco was very popular in America, not in India. Because I was going and coming like for the shows, you know, where I was very much foreign like from 78, I'm from going America, you know. But I know the pulse of the young generation. I thought I should give the disco beat. Then I started the Mausam Hai Gaane Ka, that Tum Jo Bhi Ho, Dil Aaj Do, and that kind of music. And other picture was there, Takdeer Ka Badshah. Wo picture box office pe chala nahi, lekin usne bhi disco diya tha. Wo Mithun Chakraborty tha, wo Ram Dayal ji ka picture tha. Then disco dancer super duper hit ho gaya.
So for most of us, right, disco is bappi. We'd mentioned Chalte Chalte sometime back, and very often, right, I tell people that Chalte Chalte, you know who the music director is, and they'd say R.D. Burman, or they'd say Lakshmi Pyare, or something. Very few people actually would associate Pappi Lahiri with a Chalte Chalte. And so disco was a thing that he really owned. And 78 was a latter part of disco, right? So I'm digressing a little bit over here, but the genesis of disco itself is in the late 60s. Finally, for Indians, this is that part of it is lost, the genesis of the disco wave, and there's a disco subculture. The gay subculture, the Latin American subculture, and the African American subcultures really resulted in what we now hear in many of Bappi Lahiri's legendary songs. But for Indians, I think it represented an era where there was some sort of fatigue. You needed to hear a new sound, because much of the 70s was still a very romantic, and there's a little bit of what Kalyanji, Anandji, etc. would do.
And a little bit of what R.D. did in, let's say, Hare Rama Hare Krishna.
Yes, all of that. But it's not to say that other people didn't sample disco music at all, and probably did before Bappi Lahiri, but they only romanced it here and there.
Yeah.
It would be like a motif song in an album. So it would never be, they never really owned the disco title. So I just want to make the point that I think it must have been a conscious decision to say that I will own this particular genre of music, because I like the synth sound.
Yeah.
I like this electronic dance music and things. And I have, from what I've heard, he had a lot of talented musicians without whom much of this music would not have been possible, I'm guessing. Enoch Daniels was one of them. Sammy Rubin is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I think there have been a bunch of others that I cannot recall, but at least these two names must be mentioned.
And with the help of all of these artists, it's safe to say we have entered disco era. Bappi Lahiri picked it up in the 70s from the United States and came back. And it was also the era of Mithun Chakraborty. It almost seemed like the two of them were made for each other. Bappi Lahiri himself talks about how his camp of people was Mithun Chakraborty, the lyricists Anjan and Indivar, and himself. And this was the gang that rolled. And this is what he talks about, how Mithun's presence in his music was such an integral part and added that little pizzazz that was required for his music to kick.
Because Mithun is very good, because from Suraksha, his dancing style is very... एक अपना अपना स्टाइल था मिथुन चक्रवर्ती का, जो किसी ने भी आज ऋतिक रोशन डांस कर रहा है, आज गोविंदा डांस कर रहा है, बट मिथुन चक्रवर्ती का एक अलग स्टाइल था. तो जिसके साथ मेरा रैपो बहुत अच्छा हुआ था बीट का साथ, जैसे ऋषि कपूर उस टाइम में भी बहुत नाम हुआ था, ओम शांति ओम, बट इट वॉज इन लक्ष्मीकांत पैरेलल ग्रुप, बट माई ग्रुप वॉज टोटली इन मिथुन चक्रवर्ती, यू नो, देन फॉलोड बाय जितेंद्र.
Prodigy, in a musical family, entered the industry, discovered his groove, and here he is. By that time, he had also become conscious of what an image ought to be. Lata is also an important name to bring up here. When Lata died, there was a memorial function or something of that sort that was happening, and Asha spoke at that function, and she said, Didi ko black bhi pasand tha, pink bhi pasand tha, green bhi pasand tha, but nahi. Safed hi pakdi, kyunki wo janti thi what was the importance of image. The moment she realized, when we think of Lata, what do we think of? We think of a woman in a white sari with two long plaits. We also think of her voice, but she also knew the power of that image. And that is exactly what Bappi also incorporated.
Right.
When we think of Bappi, some of us may think of his songs, but all of us
think of his gold.
Think of the many chains that he wore. Think of the black glasses he wore. Anna Wintour, go back. It was Bappi Lahiri who sort of patented that style. And he has a few interesting things to say about that himself.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing before we play that bite, when he talks about this persona and the fact that he has always seen himself as a performer.
Yeah.
It's interesting that Lata Mangeshkar and probably Bappi Lahiri, I cannot think of anyone else who... placed that premium on the thing when they were not actually front end people.
True, true. What comes to your mind when I say Shankar Jaikishan?
Nothing.
What comes
I don't even know how.
Lakshmi Pyare. Kalyanji Anandji. Can you tell them apart?
No.
Chitragupt. Salil Chaudhary.
Roshan.
nothing pops to your mind. Pieces of their music might do, but the moment I say Bappi, his image pops in your mind.
Correct.
And that is an important marketing skill that he sort of seemed to have mastered. And that is something he'll talk about now.
Dressing ka mera ek image maine create kiya. That whatever, you know, all over the world, like Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Beatles, they have got all a image. Aise maine ek image aise create kiya. All over the world, abhi bhi main jaate rehta hu, so mera ek gold chains and dark glass and rings and everything, bangles. That is my style, you know. Abhi kya hota tha ki America mein ज्यादातर हिप हॉप जो सिंगर होता है, जो रैप सिंगर होता है, सब लोग गले में चेन लगाना शुरू हो गया, लाइक बप्पी लहरी. तो अभी चेन्स का एक स्टाइल हो गया, तो अमेरिका में भी स्टाइल शुरू हो गया. मैंने एक इमेज क्रिएट किया चेन्स का, और ये क्या है, एक आई एम नॉट ए म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर, आई एम ए परफॉर्मर, यू नो.
म्यूजिक एंड लिरिक्स, सेंस एंड सेंसिबिलिटी. फ्लैशबैक विद शीतल अय्यर. Only on The Podcaster.
He was also a man who knew how to take himself quite lightly. And about the gold, do you remember this ad?
बप्पी जी, आपको गोल्ड का बहुत शौक है?
हमारा तो सब गोल्ड है. कप प्लेट प्योर गोल्ड है. लीजिए गोल्ड बिस्किट.
I am a golden man. You are my golden fan.
गोल्ड का भास. With Marie Gold Flower.
Chup chupi tapati pagdum.
Hamara Goldfish. Aur hamara latest. Gold ka nimbu. Hey.
Kholo.
Hilarious.
He sort of took himself lightly on Om Shanti Om as well.
Yeah.
So he was somebody who could parody himself, knowing very well that if you're in on the joke, you last longer.
Yeah. And that's probably why I find it interesting that you mentioned this, because I thought that he was a sitting duck for a lot of people. I recall this moment I was telling you about it, Rakesh. Yeah. One of the early interviews that I did in my journalism days was with Raj Thackeray. No, I'm not a political journalist. So he'd actually put out this exhibition in Bombay, and I was sent out to cover the event. So I went in there, and there were these caricatures, and among the many people that he had decided to choose as subject was Bappi Lahiri. I wasn't a very flattering, in this day and age, he would be called out.
Yeah.
For all manner of body shaming and all kinds of things. It wouldn't have been taken lightly at all. Not that many things that he say are taken lightly.
Yep.
But it's Raj Thackeray. But he had Bappida depicted as a toad with gold chains. And he even, you know, there was a quote in an article that I collected from him talking about why. He said, no, when I look at him, that's what I think of.
And more controversially, perhaps, he had also featured Jayalalitha as an elephant. Would not have flown.
Absolutely.
In 2022.
Yeah.
Those were, I suppose, more innocent, but also hurtful, cruel days.
They were. So yes, someone who could laugh at himself was laughed at a fair bit.
That's true. But I suppose it took him long enough time to sort of be in a position where he could, you know, laugh at himself or take himself as a joke. But that certainly did happen. He was a man very much in on the joke.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing we think of when we think of Bappi Lahiri, the gold, the image. And the next thing we think of is about his language. We hinted to this earlier. Nihi is a word.
Both of us, I think, zeroed in on the very same song when we were talking about Bappi Lahiri's. My, you know, of course, the 80s, growing up in the 80s, you're constantly listening to a lot of songs. And I, two things actually. One thing is that line from Raat Baki.
Deewane parwane marne se darte nahi.
Marne se darte nahi. Nahi. It was always nahi. And you wonder who the South Indian singer is, because I mean, being from the South myself, I know we have trouble with certain words and pronunciations. Then I realized, oh, it's Bappi himself singing the song. Then the other place that I found very interesting was Tu Mujhe Jaan Se Bhi Pyara Hai. This is Vardaat, that song, right? I couldn't figure when there was a segue between Usha Uthup and Bappi Lahiri for the longest time.
Oh, wow.
I simply couldn't tell when it had moved to the male vocals.
Right.
There was something about his voice, but it was very distinctive. That much is
That's
is
true.
Sure.
And his diction was also obviously distinctive. And that is what we asked him about. And this is what he had to say.
Like, what happened, you know? S.D. Burman, after working 25 years, he can't speak Hindi properly. S.D. Burman, jaise music director. So, humko pucha tha, jo आपको बंगलापन आ जाता है, मैंने देखिए जो पंजाबी लोग होता है कभी हिंदी एक्सेंट नहीं आता है, उनको भी पंजाबी एक्सेंट हो जाता है. एंड लाइक वैजयंती माला, लाइक श्रीदेवी, लाइक जया प्रदा, लाइक जिनात अमन, वट एवर यू नो, सबका एक साउथ इंडियन का स्टाइल हो जाता है, यू नो, बाद में धीरे 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 ग्रैबिंग होता है, यू नो, बंगाली लोग का भी थोड़ा सा होता है, बट आई सैंग ऑल द सुपर हिट सैंग माई सेल्फ, लाइक जाना कहाँ है, बम्बई से मेरा दोस्त, सॉन्ग लाइक यार बिना चैन कहाँ रे, लाइक अमिताभ बच्चन का आना जाना लगा रहेगा, दुख जाएगा सुख आएगा, शशि कपूर रात बाकी बात बाकी, आई सैंग ऑल द हीरोज इंक्लूडिंग देवानंद, आमिर खान, अव्वल नंबर पे मैंने गाया आमिर खान का लिस्ट पे, गोविंदा का तो बहुत ही गाना गाया मैंने, जीतू भाई गाया, धर्मेंद्र जी गाया मेरा प्लेबैक में वो नौकर बीबी का, मना तो है नौकर बीबी का टक टक टक।
The next distinct thing that people do not often give him credit for is just how many singers he introduced and worked with.
Hmm.
In this clip, he goes on to talk a little bit more about it, but there was this Indo-Trinidadian singer, Parvati Khan, that we may not have heard.
If it were not for Jimmy.
There was also Nandu Bhende, a vocalist in underground psychedelic rock bands, whom he introduced and who sang Krishna Dharti Pe Ajao in Disco Dancer. Salma Aga, she of course come
jum, 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 baba.
Before that, she was in Nikah. Nikah came, huge hit. She won several awards for it and well known, but typecast because, yeah, you know,
Ghazal
the song.
Singer.
Not just that, the Dil Ke Arama.
Yes, it took us some getting used to, yeah.
Exactly, but then she went on to sing such interesting songs for Bappi Lahiri, whether it is in Kasam Paida Karne Wale Ki or Dance Dance. In fact, the song Come Closer, which is, you know, a song that you would not have thought much of when it released, sung by Salma Aga, uncharacteristic Salma Aga already. It has had such a revival in the indie music space. Guts is a name that's big, and this is a little mashup of the original with what Guts came up with on this Come Closer.
Come closer.
Some other singers that come to mind. Yeah. Vijay Benedict is another big name that was launched with Disco Dancer. But of course, it did not mean that he did not work with the bigger names that existed at that time. And that is what he will talk about on this clip about his working with five generations of singers.
I am working now fifth generation of singers. I worked with Mohammad Rafi, Manna De, Mukesh Ji, Kishore Kumar, Lata Ji, Asha Ji. Then I worked with Jasudas Balasubramaniam. Then I worked with Shabir Kumar, Muhammad Ajiz, yeah. Shailendra Singh, Manohar Udas. Then came to Kumar Shanu, Abhijit, you know, Udit Narayan. Then again Sonu Nigam, Shan, you know, like this. Now I'm, my one of my film is coming, Kaun Ho Sakta Hai, the Kunal Ganjawala, he sang. I always new singers ko, both mein encourage karte rata hun.
You know, speaking of singers, I still think that the whole Vijay Benedict and Mithun Chakravarti and Bappida combination, while it might have not been as prolific as one would have thought, is something special. Because yeah. one of my, you know, the songs that I will never forget is not from Disco Dancer at all. I have to confess, it's the title song of Kasam Paida Karne Wale Ki. I just love it.
But also, Kasam Paida Karne Wale Ki, in addition to all the disco stuff in it, he's also sampled quite beautifully the initial riff of Billie Jean. But he has put a Bappi spin on it. So, a lot is said about Bappi's copying of songs. He has also done them quite interestingly, which brings us to distinct point number four. The question of inspiration. And here is a fairly large list. A lot of the famous ones are quite well known, and I was giddy with excitement that I discovered some new ones and all the rest of it. And I was talking to you, and you had something interesting to say about it.
I just felt that showcasing such a large set of songs that Bappida drew inspiration from other songs for might actually be misconstrued as us, you know, calling him out someone who was a plagiarist. And that is not what I wanted to do on the flashback. So I have somehow... we don't know where we're going to land on this. When you listen to the podcast, you'll know who got the upper hand.
But he himself had something quite interesting to say about the idea of inspiration. So let's listen to that first.
Yeah, my song, totally original song, they have used Kaliyo Ka Chaman in America. It was number 3. And now, see, there's no inspiration. My tune, कोई और म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर लगा देते हैं अपना नाम पे. आप यार कोई ओरिजिनलिटी तो है ही नहीं. जब हमारा पर आरोप होता था वेस्टर्न म्यूजिक का इंस्पिरेशन, दैट इज बिकॉज ऑफ that was, you know, like character. Character is similar. Dekhi, aaj Hindi picture jo ban raha hai, like something picture like Raaz, like Murder, that they have also inspired from the English picture, American movie. They have not original subject, right? So then actually, why blame on the music director? Music director kya karega? Abhi aapka subject hi jo Western picture se inspire hoke bana rahe hai. तो म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर का तो वही हिसाब से गाना कंपोज करना पड़ेगा ना. जैसा कि आप पहले जमाने में मुगल आजम बनते थे, अनारकली बनते थे, ओरिजिनल म्यूजिक होता था. कहाँ बनता है मुगल आजम, कहाँ बनता है अनारकली. अभी शोले बना तो शोले भी इंस्पायर फ्रॉम 5-6 टॉप सुपर हिट मूवी लाइक मैकेनन्स गोल्ड, लाइक रेड सन, सो मेनी फिल्म्स टुगेदर इंस्पायर, यू नो. इंस्पायरिंग पिक्चर से बनता है और उसके लिए थोड़ा इंस्पायरिंग म्यूजिक हो जाता है. खाली मैं नहीं हूँ, जो जो भी कर रहे हैं इंस्पायर होके, उनका कोई दोष नहीं है. कि क्या होता है आजकल तो इतना मॉडर्न हो गया, जैसे किसका गाना कौन है कोई जानता भी नहीं, ऐसा हो गया.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, in one of the clips that we will play for all of our listeners in a short while on Flashback, he speaks about music directors that he really liked. He mentions Salil Chaudhary, right?
Yeah,
Salil Chaudhary himself was not, you know, a stranger to inspiration. So one must say that whether it was S.D. Burman or Shankar Jaikishan or R.D. Burman, everybody has drawn inspiration from something that has caught their attention. That most iconic of songs, Mehbooba.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's just that, you know, we decided to spotlight this aspect of his oeuvre.
Yeah.
Because it still represents the aura of Bappi Lahiri, which you want to celebrate. You can't divorce the two.
No.
It exists with that aura.
True.
Right?
So, and the idea is that he was not somebody who had one channel of inspiration. When you look at it, his inspirations are wide-ranging. It could be classical music. That was Beethoven, Für Elise, as you may have guessed. There was also the Sherman Brothers, and possibly a song that is one of the most played songs in the world, because this you actually listen to when you take a ride in Disney World. That is, of course, It's a Small World. And you also have the theme of Romeo and Juliet, which he sort of cleverly adapted into Mana Ho Tum Behad Hasi. This is one of my recent discoveries. Listen to this. This is a short bar. Mana Ho Tum. And several other people also have taken inspiration from it. So there is a set of four pieces of music, all taking inspiration from this one piece of German folk music. The first is, of course, Bappi Lahiri. Then you'll hear Elvis Presley, Wooden Heart, followed by a Shankar Jaikishan song from Main Sundar Hoon, followed by the original German folk music piece, Musiden.
Kitne phool, kitne ped, kitne panchi yaha. कौन कहता है हम है अकेले यहाँ. Can you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart.
This was just to say that, you know, inspiration can come from various different parts. And it was not just classical music. There's modern European disco music, obviously. That was Brother Louie by Modern Talking.
Right.
And this one is
Oravan
That is a French band whose Théoké Thébat inspired Jimmy 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 in Disco Dancer, which, of course, as you heard, it was a three-part clip. The third part was Jimmy by MIA. And, of course, very famously, a Swedish band is what you listen to now.
ABBA
and Hasta Mañana.
Where is the spring and the summer?
Dil tha akela akela.
And then we also have Vicky, who is singing L'amour hat bleu.
Aankhon mein aankhe ho.
Bleu, bleu, l'amour est bleu. Berce mon cœur amoureux.
So if that is European influences, it was not restricted to just that. He also crossed the channel a little bit, and this is a section of songs from British bands. Oh, she told them video killed the radio star. That was the Buggles. Karma Chameleon by Boy George, of course. And in the case of literal translation, you'll hear UB40.
Don't break my heart.
He also hopped across the Atlantic, famously. That's where he got his disco inspiration from, where he sampled everyone from Neil Sedaka.
Got a one-way ticket to the blues.
There was also some eruption there. Now we have BJ Thomas.
I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
To Glenn Frey of the Eagles in his solo career and Beverly Hills Cop. And of course, my current favorite song. In Sharabi, Jayaprada bit comes along when she's dancing along, is a direct inspiration from this song called The Runner by The Three Degrees. Listen to this. There's African-inspired music. That was Osibisa, a Ghanaian British band. Two songs, Yeke Yeke and Tama Tama by the Ghanaian artist Morikante, gave rise to that one song from Thanidar. You have some personal stories about Morikante and Osibisa.
That's correct. Growing up in the 80s, I'll say that again, the stereo was, you know, in everybody's houses. And along with the stereo, you had to have an Osibisa tape or two. Bonnie M, that's another, you know, group that he drew a lot of inspiration from. And Morikante, for some odd reason, my father was hugely into Morikante and was also probably very experimental. So he liked to listen to music from different. So on one hand, there would be Hari Om Sharan's bhajans playing.
Right, of course.
And on the other hand, there'll be, Osibisa, depending on his mood, Morikante or Osibisa or one of those things.
If that is a showcase of the kind of inspiration that he drew from around the world, we must, it falls upon us to also talk about the kind of interesting music that he gave that not many people may have heard or appreciated, but are well deserving of a mention. Let's start with pure Indian classical music. It's not as though Bappi Lahiri didn't understand it. He has used rags in incredibly interesting ways. When we were working on Saregama Classical, there was a show that we used to put out, which was Hindi film music inspired by Indian classical music. And I would constantly be surprised to find out I'm going to feature a Bappi Lahiri song in this show on rag Abhogi, which, by the way, is from the south of India. Hindi films have not particularly used this rag many times. There is one song that Lata sang in the 60s for Lakshmi Pyare. It's a beautiful song. This is very good Abhogi. And in come the 80s, Lata singing the same rag, Aab Hogi, for Bappi Lahiri.
Hmm.
I think Dharki Ragini, film Pyaas, whose tagline is still one of my favorite taglines of all time, a human story of humanity. And in fact, this song was cut out of it. But we must remember that Dharki Ragini is a Bappi Lahiri composition. And we would also, of course, remember from Lahu Ke Dorang Zidna Karo in Raag Yaman. Mm. Wonderful song. There's also famously Pag Ghunguru Bandh Meera Naachi Thi from Namak Halal. Now listen to a little bit of it. It begins with Beethoven. And then there's all sorts of funky house. There's some soul. There's some Motown sounding chorus. There's a guitar solo. There's a saxophone solo. There's a bunch of drums. And of course, there's a stereotypical thousand piece string orchestra playing a very typical Bollywood melody. And by the time Kishore Kumar opens his mouth, it's already 2 minutes, 50 seconds. And then, of course, he starts Raag Darbari. So if you want to find about 20 different genres in one song, look no further than Pag Ghunguru Bandh from Namak Halal. And he actually did tell us something about this particular song. Listen to it.
Definitely Pag Ghunguru Bandh Meera Naachi. Because that's the only song, 12 minutes, longest song. And that time Amitabh Bachchan, he was like a superstar.
Is it old school disco you groove to? Or is it a ghazal that moves you? Sheetal Iyer has everything covered and then some more. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer. Only on The Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.
That was his response to being asked which the most challenging song he ever composed was. There's also Kisi Nazar Ko Tera Intezar from Aitbaar. Bhupinder's also another recent loss. My God, doing this show is incredibly sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And that was in Bairagi Bhairav, a raag not often used. I can think of another Lata song, Tere Bin Jiyana Lage Aja Re, is in Tere Bin Jiyana Lage, which was in Bairagi. And there is Manzile Apni Jaga, which begins in Miyaki Todi and then moves into Bhairavi, comes right back into Miyaki Todi. Intelligent use of raags as well. So Bappi Lahiri was not incapable of this. But it's not just the use of Indian classical music. There were different kind of genres that he used. One of them is
horror.
Yeah.
You know, again, the 80s cannot be thought of.
That's true.
If you don't bring up the Ramsey brothers and, of course, Samri. I wonder who did that. Samri.
Must be him only.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been him. But he did compose for one of the Ramsey brother films.
No, several Ramsey brother films. I think he composed for 7 to 8 Ramsey brothers films. Apparently, Tulsi Ramsey used to come to Bappi Lahiri and say, because these were quick turnaround films. Mm. They would not take too long to shoot. And they were prolific because of film. They say, give me 2 romantic songs, 1 dance song, 1 sexy song.
So Bappida did horror as well. In addition to that, in terms of music, there are a few that stand out that not too many people talk about. I like this one that he sung. I think it's called Pyar Chahiye.
Hmm.
And this is from a film called Manokamna. I don't know much about the film, so that's one. Then we also had Aur Kaun. The title song was quite like R.D. Barman's Kya Janu Sajan. Right, and then there was the ones that you mentioned, Mana Hutum from Toote Khilone, picturized on Shekhar Kapoor.
And Shabana Azmi, the two of them at that time were an item.
Yes. So this Kya Khabar, I remember that my earlier boss, Velu, at Radio City, I would, my show was at 11 o'clock.
Mm.
And I said, do anything, please don't play Kya Khabar, Kya Pata at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, Sailab. And somehow, you know, when you listen to Humko Aajkal, you don't peg that as a Bappida song at all for some reason. Because by then, of course, Madhuri Dixit had come in and, everything. But the era had kind of changed.
Yeah. It's also an interesting composition because all the full lyrics are sung by the chorus.
Yeah.
And I think Anupama Deshpande, all she sings is the Mukhda, Humko Aajkal Hai Intezar. Bas, that's all she sings.
Correct.
It's an interesting composition. Anybody who knows me knows I like Lata a lot. And in fact, I will go out on a limb and say, not many people knew how to use her voice in the 80s. After the turn happened, not many people knew how to use that voice. Bappi Lahiri did.
Mm.
And in fact, she went on to sing very many nice songs for him during that time. Suni Seth Sajadu, Dard Ki Ragini, and Suni Suni Rahe, Bhiga Bhiga Mausam from Suraag. All of these songs are among my favorite songs of hers in the late 70s and 80s period, because the man knew how to use her voice, which had changed considerably. If you're all, I mean, I find it incredibly funny when people say, oh, a voice that did not change for 80 years. No, man, it changed every year. You're not cognizant of that and don't acknowledge that. You're not really a fan of hers.
Yeah.
But Bappi knew how to use that voice incredibly well. Point is, the man knew how to use the voices he had, which explains why he worked with so many new singers, so many old singers. And he also went on to work in experimental genres like we were talking about. Kamla is a film that not many people talk about, but he gave incredibly interesting music. Fortunately for all of us, all of this exists on YouTube. Do go listen to it. Salma Agha has a very nice song in it. So the man was not just Awa Awa. There was a lot more to him.
In fact, the Awa Awas actually didn't win him accolades at all. I mean, he won him
popularity,
but he didn't really get a song on Binaka Geet Mala for the entire 80s.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't.
Oh,
so
wow.
That happened in the year 1990 with this song called Gori Hai Kalaiya,
which itself was inspired by a Noor Jahan song that you will listen to now.
But what he didn't achieve on the Binaka Geet Malas up until the 1990, he did manage to achieve by figuring on other charts on account of his songs becoming really popular as remixes.
Exactly. And Tamma Tamma from Badrinath Ki Dulhania was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. And of course, his own reworking of his own song, Uyamma Uyamma, which became Ulala Ulala, was a huge hit as well. So it was these remixes, in a way, that gave him a third wind. And he had some interesting things to say about the remixes himself. TLDR, he was in fact very pro remixes.
नहीं क्यों बुराई क्यों? आज देखिए मेरा कम से कम 20 गाना remix हुआ. RD Mormon का 20-25 गाना हुआ. तो because of the melody, our melody is so strong. Not only popularity RD Mormon, कभी R, कभी पार, opinion सबका कब का गाना है. अभी super hit हो गया देखिए. तो अभी क्या है? पुराना गाना इतना strong melody होता है. जैसा कांटा लगा कलियों का चमन लाइक रात बाकी लाइक यार बिना चैन कहाँ रे लाइक गोरिया कलाइया लाइक अभी अभी बापा ने कंपोज किया सुपर मॉडल मुझे प्यार का नशा दे रे इंस्पायर फ्रॉम शराबी सॉन्ग नो लाइक पुराना सॉन्ग इज सो पॉपुलर एंड सो मेलोडियस ये रिमिक्स तो करना ही पड़ेगा क्योंकि आजकल का म्यूजिक में ओरिजिनलिटी कम है यू नो आजकल गाना कैसे आता या जाता है सबसे रिमिक्स चल रहा है रिमिक्स एक तरफ से बहुत ही अच्छा है जैसा रिमिक्स होने से क्या होता है न्यू जनरेशन उसको मालूम पड़ता है पुराना जमाने में क्या गाना बजते थे आज देखिए जो जिसका जन्म हुआ सपोज समझिए 90 में चलो थोड़ा बहुत पॉपुलैरिटी का भी जो उनको मालूम है यू नो तम्मा तम्मा लोगे बट दे डोंट नो ओपिनियन दे डोंट नो एसडी बर्मन दे डोंट नो शंकर जयकिशन मैंने पर्सनली और म्यूजिक का वजह से ओके उसके हिसाब से अच्छा हो रहा है रिमिक्स करने से पुराना गाना पॉपुलर हो रहा है एंड पुराना म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर का गाना चल रहा है
तो उसमें कोई बुराई नहीं
नो
Not that one is surprised about him being pro remixes, because from what I read, that famous song, Kaliyon Ka Chaman, he apparently didn't really remember the song at all till...
Of course, which brings us to the point, there were many others who were inspired by Bappi, and this song that you just mentioned is possibly the most famous example. He filed a case against Dr. Dre and won, by the way, which many people thought was a bit ironic. He called it, what did he call it? He called it cultural imperialism. Cute. But of course, it was not the only instance where his music inspired other people. I may have mentioned earlier that MIA, one of my favorite artists, sampled Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Nicely Aja, Aja,
very nicely too. Listen to a little bit of that.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Aja, Aja.
And we already listened to various versions of Come Closer from Kasam Paida Karne Wale Ki. And of course, Yaar Bina Chain Kaha Re from Sahib. Considering I am Kannadiga, let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yaar Bina Chain Kaha Re
Pyar
पीना तहारे सुना नहीं चाहती नहीं यार तो मिला
चिन्ना बिल्ली वज्र किंतु मुत्तु हवला
अरे प्यार कर ले
एंड ही ऑल्सो फीचर्ड ऑन 1001 albums to listen to before you die. Really, imagine which song that is.
Has to be one of the softer Bappi Lahiri songs.
Well done. Which one?
Sachin Pilgaonkar.
Well done. This song, in fact.
प्यार मांगा है भूमि से नए इनकार करो.
Accolades have come his way. Guinness, the Guinness Book of World Records featured him for having composed the most number of songs in a year, 180 songs in 1986. And of course, like I said earlier, there are many new age bands that have sampled his music and so on and so forth. So it's not just that he was inspired by others. He has gone on to inspire a whole bunch of other people. So who used to inspire him? As good a segue as any. This is what he had to say.
So I was an admirer of Salil Chaudhary and S.D. Barman and Madan Mohan. वो कौन सी में था जो हमने दास्ता
जो हमने दास्ता अपनी वफा की आप क्यों रोई
सॉन्ग इज वेरी माय फेवरेट वो गाना है लग जा गले फ्रॉम वो कौन थी आई लाइक टू कंपोज ऑल द टाइम नाम बदल गया जैसे मेरा गाना है किसी नजर को तेरा इंतजार आज भी है इतबार में पिक्चर में था भूपेंद्र ने गाया था गजल लाइक सैया बिना घर सुना लाइक साजन आ जाओ आगे आग जस्ट क्लासिकल बेस्ट सॉन्ग रोमांटिक गाना देखिए प्यार मांगा है तुम इसे माना हो तुम बेहद हंसी चलते चलते कभी अलविदा ना कहना इंतहा हो गया इंतजार की तो आई प्रेफर टू कंपोज रोमांटिक सॉन्ग लाइक लेटेस्ट सॉन्ग इज कमिंग वेरी पॉपुलर माशू का होते होते प्यार हो गया एक चेहरे से मुझे प्यार हो गया तो ये मेलोडिया सावनी सलोनी तेरे झील सी आंखें ऑलवेज आई प्रेफर टू कंपोज इन अ मेलोडियस सॉन्ग
ओके
मेरा तो एक गाना मैं बोल नहीं सकता हूँ बहुत ही सारा गाना है लेकिन डेफिनेटली अमर गाना जो है जैसे चलते चलते मेरे ये गीत याद रखा अलविदा ना कहे
Not that we intended for it to happen quite that way, but if you had to wrap a show with a song about a musician, about a music director, about someone with his aura, then I guess
yeah.
No better song than that one, right?
No better song than that. Favorite. It's also a good time to remember that the sum is usually a lot more than the parts. And the parts we think of are the ones we mentioned, the gold, the that, and the this. But Bappi Lahiri was a lot more than that. And it is also an accusation that he has unfairly faced, that he was responsible for the decline of music in the 80s and so on and so forth. The era was like that. And he, I think in one of the clips we played, spoke about it himself. It was a time for quick turnaround films and he was able to deliver quick.
Yeah, no, I have to say this, right? If my childhood was a fun period, and think about it in flashback, when I look back at the 80s, it's always in a like light golden hue, happy days. And it was an interesting thing. On one hand, people were cursing, or as we'd say in, our lingo, tupping on the disco scourge on Bollywood, or they talk about, the movies being meaningless, Tohfa Maqsad, etc. Although Pappida himself owed a lot. He said, I salute the South for having helped me, carve that niche for myself.
And he composed a lot of super hit soundtracks for Chiranjeevi in the 80s. Gang Leader, I can think of, State Rowdy, Rowdy Alludu, all of these had music by him. And it was not just Chiranjeevi. He also gave music for films having some of the biggest stars of that time, Krishna, Mohan Babu, Balkrishna Venkatesh, all of these people.
So yeah, coming back to that 80s part, right? I have these memories of dancing with my parents, and the music that would be playing very often would be music of the disco era. So it's very difficult for me to actually think back or look back at the 80s and not think of someone like Bappi Lahiri, or not, even if I don't think of him directly, not think of Kasam Paida Karne Wale Ki.
Yeah.
It just is there. It's going to be part of my 80s set of memories. And also Tohfa Maqsad, I had a double cassette.
Yep.
Mawali, Tohfa Maqsad, all of these were part of my staple listening. And I think, I know people will be laughing at this, but I still even remember Ek Aankh Maaru, that song, Kaleja Phajja and all that, and Bhankas. And that incidentally is the last recorded Bappi Lahiri song.
Bhankas.
For a Tiger Shroff film or something?
But there were kind words.
Yeah, there were kind words. Bappi Lahiri has often been held responsible for the degeneration of Hindi film music, but musicians differ. To quote Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia, it's not that Bappi was not talented, but he was getting films where the requirements were not very musical. Hence, he had to dish out such stuff.
In between, as we've discovered, he also dished out things that hopefully will be remembered for a lot longer. It's as good a time as any to pose the final question. What is your favorite Bappi Lahiri album?
Chalte Chalte.
mine has to be Namak Halal. Although Sharabi was what he won his only Filmfare Award for, but Namak Halal, each song is a banger. Really.
Yeah.
My God, Jawani Daniman Haseen Dilruba. No, I'm not even kidding. With that sea urchin looking thing in the center and all kinds of gold stuff going on in the background, and Parveen Babi looking the way she was, dripped in gold lame. It's a super 10 on 10 song for me. Jawani Janeman is probably my favorite song.
All time favorite song.
All time. All time up there. And that's what we'll leave you with a little snippet of. And hopefully you'll remember Bappi for more than just the gold on his own or the gold lame that Parveen Babi is going to come in, but for the man he was, a prodigious composer.
A performer.
And somebody who brought a lot of joy.
Yeah.
We can't emphasize enough how much we need that.
And somebody who could laugh at himself.
Exactly. If we don't know how to laugh at our own selves, what the hell are we even doing?
Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with another, you know, interview from the archive. And hopefully we'll play more of the interview and talk less. But no, actually, what's the point, right? This is all about sharing our new learnings.
This is us going back to, I suppose, our first love.
So we'll talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until then, bye.
Bye-bye.
And take some of this gold-soaked beauty along.
Jawan jaane man, haseen dil ruba, mile to dil jawa, nisar ho gaya.
Tales from a Time Gone By. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer. Only on The Podcaster.